One of our favorites is on hold. Robert Redfern will be here at just a few minutes, so across the pond. So we'll hold the wire real tight across the Atlantic and make sure the tin cans work here just for a second. We're going to finish up with Terry Beatley. Terry Beatley, of course, wrote the book, What If We've Been Wrong? AbortionKing.com. You can go right there to get the book, or Hosea for You. Sometimes it's hard to spell that, so AbortionKing.com is real easy. Hosea, just like the Bible, H-O-S-E-A, the number 4, and then you, Y-O-U.org, Hosea for You, or AbortionKing.com. You can get the book, What If We've Been Wrong? This is a compelling, compelling story. This is Dr. Bernard Nathanson, actually the doctor, more than any doctor in this world, in America, who helped get abortion legalized in this country. This was the man, and how he turned, and what went into that process, and how they manipulated America. It's an unbelievable story, and it will help break the paradigm of what people think about abortion. All these really lies that we've been told about women, it's about pro-choice, and we don't want women with coat hangers, and da-da-da-da, da-da-da. It's all a lie. It all was based on a complete lie. And people they may be aghast right now. Read the book. It's fascinating. Anyway, we just have a few minutes. Terry, finish up about this breast cancer link. I wasn't aware of this, and then we'll get into some of the things that Dr. Bernard lied about. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, because of we're pushed for time, just I think the most important thing for your listeners to know is that the best protection against breast cancer is a first full-term pregnancy. And that's because the breasts mature. There are 4 different types of breast tissue, the lobules. And we don't have enough time to get into all this. I'm happy to do, though, half a day show on this. But just know that through a full-term pregnancy, if a woman can keep that baby through at least a 32nd week of pregnancy, when she hits 32 weeks of the baby gestation, the breasts begin to mature into what's called type 4 lobules. And the type 4 lobules are highly resistant to cancer. But what's happening? Oh, women are aborting at 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever. And what happens is they're subjecting themselves to an increased risk of breast cancer because they never made it through the 32nd week of pregnancy gestation.
Wow. This is
to
stunning.
Allow their breasts to mature. So what's happening is, as everybody knows, the breast they double in size, and you know it's more tissue and all this. And what's happening is, if she doesn't make it through the 32nd week of pregnancy, it's basically more places for cancer to begin. And those cells that should have changed up to be type 4 lobules remain type 1 and type 2, and they never get God's iron gate against cancer as a type 4 lobule.
Is there a percentage? Is there some sort of percentage you can put on this?
Percentage? Well, 85% of all breast cancers, it's the in-situ breast cancer, and it's in the type 1 lobule, and about 15% is in the type 2. And, for the benefit of listeners, because I don't want to, shortchange anybody, I want to drive them to a Breast Cancer Prevention Institute and download, it's like a little 30-page booklet. We give seminars on this called Breast Cancer Risks and Prevention. Instead of early detection, let's start talking about prevention. So when you understand the role of estrogen, so let me just, I'm going to paint this picture with one big paintbrush. What are we doing? The minor girls are going into Planned Parenthood. They get their abortion, judicial bypass. And what does Planned Parenthood give them when they walk out? Boom. They put a package of birth control pills, which is basically estrogen. And from that girl 15 years on going forward, she's just jacked up her likelihood of breast cancer through the roof. I don't have the percentages in front of me. And then we wonder why, and this is what Dr. Lanfranchi had wondered, why were so many young women coming to her with breast cancer? And she's having to do mastectomies on them. They're 27 or 32 years old. Oh, it's because that woman, as a youth, as a child, was put on the birth control pill at 14 years old. She had her first abortion at whatever, 17 or 18. She went back onto the birth control pill. And so estrogen, which is a mitogen. It's a mitogen. It's a promoter, which causes the bad cells to duplicate, you know, double, which leads to breast cancer. And in anyway, we don't have enough time to get all into it.
I didn't know. This is fascinating. We should have led with this. This is unbelievable.
I'll do a whole show on this.
This is unbelievable.
Now, here's the other thing that your listeners should know. And all this, you can find it on Breast Cancer Prevention Institute. The rate of the incident of breast cancer has directly tracked since 1973 abortions.
Well, mammograms too. The incidence of mammograms.
Right, breast cancer in this in situ breast cancer, which can be prevented to a large degree or greatly reduced if people are just aware of this, how abortion leads to this. It used to be 1 in 12 women in 1973. Today, breast cancer is on the rise. It's 1 in 7 women. Well, gee, wow. I wonder why. And you can date that increase right on back to 1973 because it takes a number of years. So all this data is in there.
Wow. We don't even have time to
know.
We didn't even have time to go to the other. But just quickly, they were trying to do statistics to scare America, saying that women were in the back alleys with coat hangers. They're trying to come up with a statistic. And tell the story about that quickly.
Dr. Nathanson would say, look, 60% of Americans want abortion on demand legalized. The real number back in 1969, it was only 0.5%.
Oh, my God.
Wanted
dear
legalized.
God.
But, yeah, 60% compared to 0.5%. He even put that in writing. Then the other things he would lie about, this is why I want people to go to abortionking.com, order the book. We've got it in ebook, audio book, and softback. And then you read it, you learn it, and you go share it with somebody who's in the mushy middle. They need to know what's in there. The other thing that he would do is he would say 1 million women a year are having back alley abortions, and 5,000 to 10,000 women a year are dying. So intuitively, you would think we would find a dead woman up and down every alleyway across America.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just like 10,000. Where are they? Well, the fact is there were not 10,000 women dying per year, or even 5,000 women dying. The real number, and this is on the high side, because there were some years it was as low as probably some years, maybe nobody, but some years like 30. But on the high side, 200 or 250, but no more than 250. And that was only a few years. But he would tell the media, tell the reporters, because you got to keep in mind, he's an OBGYN, and he's standing as a doctor in front of a room full of young women who believe him, He's an OBGYN. Why would he be lying to these female reporters?
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
The book is What If We've Been Wrong, abortionking.com. You get it. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book and to fortify yourself and to get into your mind. America's ready to flip on this. We need a culture of life. We definitely need to. Yes, I am 100% pro-choice. I am 100% pro-choice. The woman made a choice, and now you have a life. And now you have to. Now I'm also pro-life. So those two things come together, and abortion, like it is, has to stop. Has to. Terry, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks for having me on your show. God bless.
God bless. Wow, I didn't know anything about that breast cancer link. That's crazy. Robert has been incredibly patient. We were supposed to have him on at the beginning, but he's been fantastic. Robert Redford, of course, from Good Health Naturally. It's fantastic products. A good, good friend of the show. If you're a new listener, Robert is pretty sharp. You'll see. I don't have to say anything. You'll figure that out for yourself. Robert, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's really nice to listen to this lady now, just, you know, because I'll just tell you a quick story. I get literally every single day 5-10 females asking me to help them because they've got blocked fallopian tubes or they've had some intervention from endometriosis, and just help them to get pregnant. And there's no greater thrill, really, when they send me an email and just say, you know, so pleased, you know, within a month or so they're pregnant, and I just cannot understand anybody having an abortion. It really, really, it's just beyond me. It just, I'm 74, as you know, and I just think of people's ancestors that, you know, that literally just, you know, went, crossed over to the USA and literally crawled across the USA to live and to give everybody this chance of being alive today and then having children and to honour our ancestors, never mind anything else, to do our best to have children and nurture those children. Just, oh, you know, I just got upset listening to your guest there, actually. Just, anyway.
I'll comment with you. It's such a core issue of a culture of life. We need culture of life and creation and expansion and choice and opportunity and endowment of liberty and life and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, this is America, and to be so just flippant with life and so careless and so disgusting towards it is just, it is the black mark on our culture. You want my opinion? Anyway, go ahead, Robert.
Well, pursuit of happiness is one thing, but that can only come from the pursuit of healthy children.
Amen.
You know, it really,
did
really.
Did you know about
anything else is a falsehood? Anything else is
a counterfeit.
Because I don't normally talk about it, but it is counterfeit happiness. You know, happiness is gone.
Did you know about that? What she said about the link between, you know, having a baby to full term and it reduces breast cancer. Did you know about that?
I did, actually. It's because it's something I've always been interested in, and you know, I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that there's nothing as good as having children, and of course we've got to be, all the nutrition has got to be right as well. That's another thing. You know, I say that everybody should realize that babies come from the supermarket, and what you buy in the supermarket and put in your mouth is going to create a baby, and if you put junk in, then unfortunately we're going to have junk babies, and so we need to get that right. It really is important. Having babies is not just a random thing. It should be, if you like, a skill that we learn, pass on to our children and grandchildren, that everything has to be perfect to make perfect children. And we can have perfect children. Anybody that says, well, you know, it's not always the case. It's so rare. If you have the perfect nutrition and if you live a perfect life, it's so rare to have a child other than perfection. I'm not saying it will never happen, but this thing about, oh, you know, it's a genetic problem. Genetic problems come from people not looking after themselves. And sorry, you go ahead, Dan.
You don't have to ever apologize to me, Robert. You just go ahead and talk. You tell me to shut up. I apologize. You go ahead. You keep talking.
I have to just ease back a little bit anyway, because this is the passion of mine. Helping people is a passion anyway. That's what I do. That's why I'm still at 74. I'm planning another 30 years. I promised my wife I'll retire when I'm 104 anyway, and we can then travel the world and see all the countries we didn't see. But
Let me ask you about something you just said. You know, this concept where, well, the babies aren't being born healthy because of genetics. Well, it's just those darn genes. Sorry. But you're saying that is so rare, if you're eating right and living, you know, in a good, healthy lifestyle, it's almost ridiculous to talk about that. Explain that.
Well, because you go to any gynecologist, you know, any doctor, and just say, okay, I'm planning to have a baby. What should I do? And they should say, well, this is what you need. You need selenium, you need iodine, you need this, that, you know, something, going through the whole list, and you need to make sure that you've got vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, beans, some fish, and organic if possible, with all the minerals. But of course, the minerals are not in the food chain anymore, because minerals are a finite resource in the soil, and you keep, you know, farming that soil, it's going to disappear. So we have to top up the essential minerals, but they don't. They never, never do. Whether it's just your ordinary doctor or a gynecologist, they do not get that. Of course, to be fair, they have been brainwashed by the pharmaceutical industry, that everything is just by chance that you become sick, and just by chance that your baby is not healthy. It's not. It's just because we didn't do it. And if you didn't do it, and your baby's not as healthy as you want, it's still not too late. But people don't give nutrition to babies. And certainly when you're breastfeeding, which is what really is the question that you asked about, going full term and then having healthy breasts. The healthy breasts come from breastfeeding as well. So
let me ask you about ultrasound, because as my wife and I were getting ready to have our children, talking, we went a totally different direction. But our friends, people that we consulted, you have to have an ultrasound, and we began to see that why do you need to have an ultrasound with a 6 week old fetus in your womb, or a 10 or whatever they say, I can't even remember. And we began to realize they're interfering with the baby right from the beginning, and the miscarriages are coming for them. What do you know about ultrasounds?
I don't know. I can't answer the question. It's not because my thing is about nutrition, which is predictable
yeah, I got you.
We can affect everything with that, but on the ultrasound, I don't know. I obviously I see it because they're at a 4D ultrasound now, and so they've got the fancy videos of the baby in the womb in full color. I don't know. It's not necessary, but maybe sometimes it is necessary. But I do not know. I can't say. But in the
here's my personal experience. I'll tell you my personal experience. Yeah. What I've concluded. Yeah. There is I would never want to get an ultrasound anywhere early in the pregnancy, for sure. That's me. There's no reason. There's no to me, there's a risk of harm. I mean, you can see the baby literally is trying to get away from the little. It's like radar. It's like a hot poker almost that you're. That's what you can see the baby trying to get away from it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the vibrations of that ultrasound is because the baby's so fragile. But,
yes.
I hear people say they've seen the baby waving. Maybe the baby was shaking its fist actually at the ultrasound. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about nutrition, because you are a world class expert. Your products that we sell over the Power Mall, I've used most of them. They're fantastic. Let's talk about Lithium Balance, because it seems like more and more people are mentally unstable. I'll just leave it at that. I don't know what other word to use, but they're mentally having problems. Talk about Lithium Balance. What is it? We have a lot of veterans who use it for PTSD, what have you. Why is it so effective?
Well, I can't really say exactly why, because it's just an essential mineral. The universe is built out of 118 minerals, elements, whatever name you want to give it, and this is just one of them. And we really should have as many as possible in the body. But of course, it's not in the soil anymore. There are certain small trace elements, and this is just one of those. That if it's not available in the soil, then you don't get it. And same with selenium. It's another one which is a critical one for our immune system. And so if we don't get the lithium, then what can we do? But we can supplement it. And I was first introduced to it by a guy called Jonathan Wright, Dr. Jonathan Wright from Washington State, the doctor, one of the pioneers. And he just wrote some wonderful publications on it. So I've followed that now, both for longevity, but also for keeping the brain. Maybe it's because I've got older, my brain works better, but I'm not sure. but I've taken lithium for 25 years, and I feel as though I understand things better now. As I say, maybe it's because I've got older, but I think it really is because my nutrition is perfect. I take a lot of stuff, and I stand all day. I've told you before, I haven't sat down for 20 years working at my computer for 10 hours a day, and I feel strong. Every part of me is healthy, and certainly my brain's healthy. I feel as though I've got an understanding of things so much better, and that's why I just really got to keep going, because there's an awful lot of people need to know exactly what's going wrong with this crazy world, crazy pharma cartel, and we need to just help people where we can.
Well, you know, it's not just depression. So you're saying it helps with just your mental acuity. It also, I've heard you say another time, it helps anti-aging. Yes?
It does. I mean, there's studies on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's with it, so on lithium. So, you know, to me, I could make a joke that if it's so good at making batteries bright, you know, maybe it's making our brain bright as well, actually. But that's another story.
We're coming on a break. We got about a minute until the break. What have you said you take a lot of things. What are some of the key things that you take to stay strong? I'm putting you on the spot.
I take the full spectrum of all minerals, actually. There's 118, but you know, I get about 70 different kinds of minerals. Some are in complexes down me every day. I take curcumin, which is keeping, if you like, all my cells healthy, and you know, obviously keeping away things like cancer, because people can get these things as they get older. And of course, we're all subject to the chemicals in the air that's around. Obviously, I take seropeptase, which I know you're going to ask me some questions on. I just take a whole bunch of them. I do take a multi vitamin and mineral, which is my own formulation. There's 130 different vitamins and minerals in that.
There's the music.
Active charge.
Hold that thought. There's the music. We'll get more with Robert Redfern on the other side. All these products and more over at the Power Mall. We'll get into seropeptase, which is kind of what made Robert famous, I think, starting there, and so much more. Thank you for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Now we're going to talk about the Power Mall. It's always good to have people like Robert Redford on. He's such an expert. He's dedicated his life to this. Really, it's inspiring. I didn't know anything about what Terry talked about the breasts. I'm still trying to process this and estrogen and birth control and just our, we need, I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. I want you free as God intends you to be. That's life. That's America. That's creation. That's expansion and everything else. That's liberty. And really the opposite of liberty then becomes contraction and control and loose. Remember Lucifer, Aries, Greek mythology, all these that, the idea, the concept is, well, God has condemned you with your choice, condemned you to misery. Look at all this war, all this misery, all this death. It's because of your choice. If you just give away your choice, then you'll be happy. I'll make you happy, and I'll make life just fine. Everything will be good. It'll be this matrix, and it'll be my consciousness, and you'll do my will and give me the glory. This is really the war that's going on. I mean, in simple terms, the Declaration of Independence. We believe that you're endowed by your Creator with these unalienable rights. See, the competition to all these, in your health, in your liberty, in your life. That's it. That's everything. And the Power Mall is central to this for me personally, for so many people. You've been very supportive of it, and thank you. But you're welcome also, because we know all the lives that have been changed. Good quality supplements, products, what have you, they change people's lives. And it's no different with Robert Redfern. Curcumin, Sarah Enzyme, Sarah Peptase, Vitamin D3, the Lithium Balance, Alpha Lipoic Acid R that Sherry Rogers talks about. You got to have a specific kind. The Health Point, we do have the Health Point machines, which is a fabulous thing to have, especially, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with this virus, and have as many options as you can to yourself and options for yourself and your family. At the Power Mall, they're on sale. Also, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Kidney Support, the Cardio Support. These are 3 century old recipes by herbal masters. Jim Strauss is one of the great herbal medicine men of the 20th century. And they come from his family and these mine. The Strauss Heart Drops, specifically, he invented. Fantastic products. Of course, if you've never purchased from us before, if you're a new listener, you get put in the code FIRST10, F-I-R-S-T, the number 10, at checkout. You'll get a discount. Or if you're calling Jay, or if you haven't purchased in a long time, why not? Check it out. Support us. Give a donation. Pray for us. all the above, your energy. We really appreciate being involved. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail is also available. Miracle 2 Moisturizing Lotion is available. Don't forget those Stetzer meters. Those are very cool to have in the house to mitigate dirty electricity, to mitigate the, what do you call them, smart meters. I wasn't very smart. I lost my the smart meter. And just so that you can, there's a real energetic difference in your home when you neutralize and zero out those electrical frequencies in your house. It's so easy. It's actually fun to do. You plug the thing in, a number comes up. It's awesome. It's fun. You can get all those at the Power Mall and so much more. Also, a couple products from Global Healing Center is back in stock. The IntraCal and the Selenium. All these things and more over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to the one and only Robert Redfern. Talk about curcumin. Who should take curcumin and why? What do people see how their life changes when they take it?
Well, curcumin has been around for thousands of years. People get confused with the word turmeric. Turmeric is a root from a plant, and curcumin is a tiny extract from there. So don't ever buy anything with the word turmeric on the bottle or headlining that, because that is a cooking spice. Now, there is a tiny amount of curcumin in that cooking spice, and of course, in Asia, they've used this for thousands of years. And, they claim that they, if you like, had wonderful health because of it. But, of course, most people for thousands of years that were being fed proper food had good health. But curcumin is the extract, and that's the thing that's had the studies. In the USA as well, some of the best studies were at the University of Texas. And so the main things that people take it for is because it's an antifungal. It also keeps the cells healthy in the body. It also has got 3 studies to show that it reverses Alzheimer's. And I can tell you why on that, because it's a particular one of mine. You know, I help people with Alzheimer's. It's because Alzheimer's, we now know, is caused by fungus on the brain. Now, a lot of people have known this about yeast and fungus, and people take antifungals and whatever, but specifically the Spanish researchers were cutting open the brains of cadavers to see what was going on there. These are people long dead. And they found that some of them had fungus in that brain. So they went back to the records, and they found that the people that had fungus had always died from Alzheimer's. But other brains had plaque, but they hadn't had Alzheimer's. So this is specific. This is not a guess, because the doctors guess. I think it's try to work for their drugs, but so it's very specific. But lots of things are caused by fungus in the body, and that's why it's so good, curcumin, whether you've got lung disease, whether you've got heart disease, whether you've got cancer, because cancer is caused by fungus around the body. And, of course, it's also the cause of Alzheimer's. Maybe Parkinson's as well. I'm not quite sure on that. But, I don't know a study of that, but I know a study of the brain. So I can't think of a reason not to take curcumin every day of your life, especially when you get older, because, of course, we want to live long, healthy lives. We don't want to be dependent on people. We don't want to end up in a nursing home with food dribbling out of our mouth. We want to stay strong, and I want to stay strong, and I help people stay strong as we get older. And so, curcumin, tell me a reason not to take it, Daniel. I don't know.
I don't know of one. You haven't even talked about inflammation. I know for me, I used to play tennis all the time, very good tennis player, and if I play, of course I overdo it. Because I think I'm back to where I was 20 years ago or whatever. And so I'll get sore or inflammation. And that curcumin really knocks out that inflammation and takes that pain away.
It does, but there's other things like terpentase, which is better for inflammation. So That's just one of the things it is good for, but it's all horses for courses, as we say, and just literally keeping us alive and kicking, as they say, is a good reason for curcumin.
Well, fantastic. Well, talk about serrapeptase. That you led right into it. This is what made you world famous. Talk about serrapeptase, what it is, why it's important.
Well, I just go back a little bit, actually. In 1987, I invented the first smartwatch, and I patented it in the UK. And I thought everybody would be to patent my door, but they didn't. And so I ran out of money eventually. I even let the patent go, so we would not be talking today because I would be in my island somewhere as a billionaire. But anyway, so I should have been famous for that, but I'm not. And so the next thing I invented was the Health Point, the electronic acupressure kit. And you know, I got minor fame for that. But as you say, in 2000, I came across serrapeptase. It was being used by doctors in Japan and Germany, and you know, quietly, but it was an enzyme, and of course I knew about enzymes because enzymes are essential for the health of the whole body. And I bought some and gave it to people, and they just came back saying, wow, is there a side effect with this? I said, no, it's an enzyme. When you take enzymes, no matter how much you take, if you're taking too much, your body will just recycle those enzymes into a different enzyme. So, of course, you know, I introduced it to the world then. And just then, at that point, the internet was just getting going in 2000. And so, you know, I put it on the internet and it went crazy around the world. And I wrote the book on it, The Miracle Enzyme, so that people could really read about this. And it's my claim to fame, but it's never gone away. I still take, well, up to between 1 million and 2 million I use a day.
A day? Every day? Wow.
A day. Why do I take that much? Well, it's for two reasons. One is I want to prove to the world that you don't drop dead if you take 2 million I use of serrapeptase. But also, I really, really feel super strong and healthy. And you know, it won't make me play tennis any better, partly because I've never played tennis in my life, but I can really say I can just, you know, go out of my house now, I can run, you know, for not quite miles, but for a long way with not even a problem. And I don't exercise. You know, I do stand, as I said before, at my computer, but I don't exercise. But by taking this, you don't get the inflammation in the first place to take it. So that's
so
why
how,
I take so much.
How should people take this? Should they take it on an empty stomach with meals? With what? How should they take the serrapeptase or enzymes?
Okay. Well, they have to take it on an empty stomach, and it's 30 minutes before a meal or 2 hours after a meal. And the reason is because the enzyme is going to absorb in the small intestine. That's the first part of the digestive tract after the stomach. And so if you've got food in the way, it's not going to absorb properly. So by taking it on an empty stomach, it goes through the small intestine and then gets around the body very, very quickly and gets to the part of the body where there's a problem. If it hasn't got any problems to solve, then it will just be recycled to another enzyme, because enzymes are critical for us. Enzymes do everything. They digest our food. They take that food and rebuild our body and our cells around the body. And then those enzymes also clean up the mess and inflammation that's maybe left from daily living. So we can't not have enzymes. If we don't have enzymes, in fact, a study was done way back in the 30s, a doctor called Pottinger. And he gave, in fact, it's called Pottinger's cat. It's a little bit nasty, this story, but I'll tell it anyway. He gave some cats raw food, raw meat, whatever they were eating. And he also gave another group of cats super-cooked food, super-cooked meat, heated. And the cats that were from the were born dead within one or two generations, no more than two generations, whereas the ones, the cats that were fed the raw food, which is full of enzymes, of course, raw food, they were having babies ad infinitum without any problem whatsoever. So just eating processed, super processed food, we are causing a problem with our, well, actually, as you possibly know, men's sperm count in the last 25 years has dropped by 30%. And that's because men are eating super processed foods from fast food.
What if you are pregnant? Can you take these while you are pregnant?
You take them to get pregnant, not you, of course. that's what I said before.
What if you are pregnant? Can you still?
That's fine. You take it. You know, in my fertility plan for ladies, they take them to get pregnant to clear any problems in the fallopian tubes. The blockages that, you know, caused by, you know, a misspent youth where they get inflammation, and they take it all the way through, and then even when they have the baby and they're breastfeeding, they carry on taking it because enzymes are the source of life in our body.
So what are they doing? So they go in your body, these enzymes, it sounds like they do like everything. They're doing?
They do. Your whole body would not exist without enzymes all day long and every day. You know, when you put food in your mouth, if it's raw food, then it will have enzymes as part of the food, and the enzymes will digest its own food into the body. But those enzymes then, when they go into your body, will be converted to a different type of enzyme. The body recycles all enzymes that are not being used. If you haven't got a job, we'll retrain you to do something else, as the saying goes. And so all the way through from to get pregnant, to see the healthy pregnancy all the way through, and to make sure that you don't get mastitis or anything like that, that when you're breastfeeding, it keeps the breast really healthy. And it keeps the breast really healthy all the way through your life if you have a breast problem, fibrosis, and all the other problems that you can get.
Wow. I'm a couple of the other products, the vitamin D3, the alpha lipoic acid R, which is really important, the health point kit, the you know, acupressure machine or electrical stimulation. All those I want to talk about, but we got about 10 minutes. I haven't even asked you about the virus, about the coronavirus. I haven't got your perspective on it. What's your overall feeling about the virus?
Well, the thing is, the pharmaceutical cartel are liars. They're corrupt liars. How can I believe anything they ever say? I just cannot believe anything they
ever
say.
That's the problem I have, yeah. I agree.
And the thing is, when it comes to talking about death, people die from lung disease every day. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate because, you know, they could resolve it with serapeptase and curcumin and a diet change. But anyway, they do. They get pneumonia and die. Now, there's people dying of pneumonia all over the world, and all they're doing now is saying, oh, this person's died, therefore it must be, I call it conovirus, not coronavirus. They're just conning us with this virus. And I don't know why they're doing it. I'm not sure whether they are just lining up another vaccine story, or alternatively, they're trying to crash the world economy because they know they have been counterfeiting money for too long, and they think it might be a good excuse to crash the world economy. Then they won't get blamed for it. The banksters and all the rest of it, they will just just nicely blame the virus for the crashing of the world economy. I don't know. I do not know. These are my speculations on all of this. But one thing I do know, I cannot ever take anything the pharmaceutical cartel ever say, because they tell lies, and the all of them tell lies, and of course the politicians tell lies because they are being paid by the pharmaceutical cartel.
Let me tell you a couple points that I've I started the show today. I have a contact, and I know he has these contacts, very high level in the White House even, and in the Vatican. Two sources have told him that they're about to shut down America like they've done in some of these other countries. It won't be like all at once like China, you know, quarantined all at once. It'll be in stages. They'll start restricting some travel from China per se or wherever, and then it'll just get more and more controlled in stages. They say that's coming to America next month in March. And I don't know. To me, I'm looking at this. I had the same questions you had about the, is this just a ploy so they have an excuse to burn off the stock market that we know is so overvalued? Is this all about control? Is this about, you know, then you get into Chinese conspiracy? I mean, I don't know. 100% or 99%, as sure as I can be in my position in this chair, the virus is not a natural virus that just came from some bat or wild snake in the market. It is an engineered virus. So that tells me something's afoot. Now, whether it's real, whether it's man-made, whether it's whatever it is, there's places now in Europe, Italy now, they're shutting down the quarantine, the restrictions, the control that's coming from this, the risk to the financial systems. Whether the virus is real, indifferent or not, those other things are now becoming real because of the way they're acting. I don't know where to go with this except tell people. I don't know.
It's fascism. You know, I mean, it allows fascism.
Yes.
I mean, all medicine is fascist anyway because they're saying, do as we tell you all. You know, you're in trouble. And so they don't give you choice. You know, fascism is the opposite of choice. And so, I've never heard of any virus in history that has actually killed lots of people, whether it's the swine flu, whether it's the SARS, or any of them. They literally just identifiably killed a few people. When I say a few thousand worldwide. And that's so if it's never happened before, even if it's this man-made virus or whatever, it could be said that all viruses are man-made, but let's not go down that one.
we don't have that kind of time, Robert.
But it really is. I say to everybody, you know, healthy people have never died from, a virus. You have to be sick to die, if you know what I mean. You have to be sick to die anyway. You can't. Healthy people don't die. And you have to be sick to die from a condition such as pneumonia. You know, people die from pneumonia, but healthy people don't get pneumonia. You have to have been eating a high-carb, high-sugar diet, and not looking after yourself, not having vitamin C in your diet, because vitamin C is the number one. I must have said before about sepsis. In Europe, 3 million people are killed by doctors in Europe because they refuse to give them vitamin C when they're in hospital and they develop sepsis.
Wow.
A study in the USA showed that you have an 80% better chance of surviving sepsis if you are given vitamin C. That's a big study in the USA. Now, in that study, they actually added, this is the craziness of it all, they added a steroid with it only because the AMA and all the others would have jumped on them if they had just given them vitamin C. So they added, then the doctors admit to it, that they gave them a steroid in that vitamin C. But so people are just dying in hospital from hospital-acquired infections just because they won't give them vitamin C. They don't want to actually expose that nutrition can actually resolve most things anyway. And so all I would say to your listeners, if they're getting frightened by anything I've said, is get healthy, get your supplements, get them in you, stop eating carbs and sugar, and get eating fresh living foods and not processed and not super cooked and super processed.
Just a couple minutes left. How important is the vitamin D, especially right now with the virus looming, the vitamin D3?
It's even vital for a person that lives in the Arizona desert, because you don't go out in the Arizona desert in your swimming costume every day. because that's the only way you can get enough vitamin D, vitamin D3, as I say, specifically. So you have to supplement. I take 10,000 IU a day, and I'm sure it's the same in the USA. The government recommendation is 400 IUs, and I take 10,000 IUs every day. Actually, it's in a few things, you see, that I take. I take Theranol, and I take it in other things as well.
Mm. Well, we got a minute or so left. I mean, we've covered quite an area, quite a varied. We started with abortions. We end up with the image of you in the desert in your bathing suit, Robert. That's where we've come full circle. We've come full circle. We got a minute or so left. Just your last thoughts. You got a minute or so left in the interview.
I really have talked about fertility for Therapet Days and a few things, but, you know, it really is a great product because I have people with lung disease, serious lung disease, fibrosis, that have been told by the doctors, and they take Therapet Days and curcumin, and it clears up. They also stop eating carbs and sugar, of course.
Well, my friend, it's been a pleasure. I really mean that. I get busy, and I know you get busy. I want to connect with you. We want to do some sort of video chat where we can really go into some of these things, and we'll have it for people to look at. And it's always an honor to talk to you, the Power Hour listeners. On behalf of all them, we thank you for what you've done. And really, God bless you, my friend.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Everybody, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Don't ever forget that. They can't take away an idea and the concept of who you are, what America is, what your nature is. And it's a pleasure to be with you no matter what happens. Please be aware. Please be prayerful of what we are seeing. It is time to be very prayerful and make decisions. I am going to say that as strongly as I can. I believe that. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.